It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
Yes, it is just after 6 o'clock, and as promised in the studio, we have Ben and Max from Frank on Tap.
Kia ora.
How's it going?
How's it going?
Yeah, good. Good, good. Thanks so much for coming up.
Thank you for having us.
No worries.
Short notice.
I mean, I don't even know when we emailed you guys to come up, but I remember getting the email at just before I started the show.
So, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't know if I was going to have anyone on, but it's great to have someone on at last minute.
It's always awesome.
We work on short notice.
You work on short notice.
Most of the time, anyways.
Yeah, yeah. Big time. And yeah. So you guys have had... fairly eventful summer. You said you were driving around the Coromandel, did a gig at the Coro Classic.
Yes.
Yeah, having
it's
a good
been
time.
Busy. Yeah.
Been busy.
Post New Year's.
Post New Year's.
Lots of work. Yeah, we did Coro Classic on the 4th of Jan.
Yeah.
Opened that up for the second time. And then okay. we spent a couple of days around there and put on our own show in Whitianga at the Monkey House.
Cool.
Which is awesome.
Shout out the Monkey House.
Shout out Monkey House.
Really cool venue. Great. Very hospital people, lovely people.
Yeah.
Thanks to everyone actually who came out to that if you're listening, because we were expecting no people at all.
Yeah.
We ended up packing it out, which was awesome.
Oh, awesome.
Quite, yeah.
Yeah.
Fulfilling.
Yeah, yeah. And do you guys go, you know, do any sort of holiday stuff like going to the beach?
Oh, yeah.
Is around there? And
Yeah. Well, after we were staying, luckily, my partner has a place in Matarangi. Her parents live there. Staying there for when we were playing the Coro Classic. And it was beautiful. And then we all kind of pitched in to get like a Booker Batch just out by the Coro Glen Tavern in the Coro Glen.
Oh, awesome.
So that's right in the middle of it.
Yeah,
right in the middle.
So that's where we were parked up for the Whitianga show.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was awesome.
Yeah. Now, you guys have got a single coming out next week, a week today.
That we do.
It's called Rush.
Yeah.
Rush.
Special. This is the first time it's ever been announced right now.
Really?
Yeah,
we haven't announced it anywhere.
Well, if BFM's known for one thing, it is known for breaking the next big artist.
That's right.
It's a pleasure to be able to announce it here, and we will be playing it later on, but in the meantime we have some other tracks that you guys have selected. What should we go for first? What's the first track we should hit?
We sort of picked them out as like what we were listening to at the time we recorded this. We recorded it in Dunedin at first, and it was mixed in Roundhead.
Cool.
And at Chick's Hotel. And
Chick's Hotel.
Yeah, we were all listening to some different, some varying stuff. So maybe we go with Quarters of Change first.
Yeah, sure.
Quarters of Change.
Yeah. So Tightrope by Quarters of Change is a New York band who we're big fans of.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's hit it. This is Tightrope.
Resolute not to ignore, I'll stand there, ask that question. I could do but say goodbye. We all fall down like there's nothing left to lose. There's nothing left to choose. So say goodbye. We all
was Quarters of Change with their track Tightrope, selected by the wonderful Ben and Max from Frank on Tap, who are in the studio with us if you are just tuning in. So yes, you got your single coming out next week. What's the sort of process you guys have when you're writing your music? Like, do one of you guys come with the idea, or you all sort of work on it sort of evenly together?
Yeah, I think it's kind of everything, like every kind of process you could think of, really. Like, we don't really have one specific way of like bringing a song to life. It kind of depends on what the song is and where the song starts. Like, the song could start in like mine or the other frontman Zah, who's currently sick at home, and either of our bedrooms, you know, by ourselves, and then we bring it to each other when we have a jam. Or it could come from when we're, you know, practicing a set and we start messing around, and
sometimes
some magic happens.
Our best songs come out of the first thing that we jam once we grab our instruments.
I guess that's when we're all together, kind of that like electricity kind of just starts going, and especially like at the start of like a jam or a practice, it's just some kind of kinetic electromagnetic feeling going on.
Telepathic.
Exactly.
How long have you guys sort of been an item as a band? Has it been
we've been together. Frank on Tap has been a band for about maybe 3 years now, I'd say. We've had a couple lineup changes since then. For example, I actually started on bass, and Ben joined the band about maybe 14 months ago.
Just over a year ago.
Cool.
And because I knew Ben in kind of our latter years of high school, and Ben filled in for one of the previous bands that I was in. So, yeah, we needed a bass player at the time, and Ben...
Awesome. Ben came through.
Ben needed a jam at the time, and it worked out.
That's how it works.
Magnificently. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, well, we've got some other songs here that you guys have chosen. As you were saying before, sort of while you're working on Rush, it's what you've been listening to.
Yeah.
What else were you listening to?
Well, yeah, we got Slowpulp on here, which is it's a little, I guess, the flip side of our sound. That's definitely an influence, and it's a bit got a softer edge to it. One of Zah's biggest influences as well. That's definitely the emotive side of our songs. I reckon Rush carries as well.
Dreamier side, kind of style, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, here it is.
Yeah.
That was Slow Pulp with "At It Again" in brackets again. Wow. Okay, so maybe let's talk about the single a bit more, Rush.
Yeah.
What's the sort of, like, what's it about, Rush? Rush in what way? Where are you trying to get to?
Trying to get everywhere, man. All the ones. Actually, the name, honestly, kind of has nothing to do with it. At least the meaning behind the song. Mm. The name, actually, we were just trying to come up with a name, and I went home and my mum knew the song, and she was like, "Oh, like, what about Rush?" And I was like, "Oh, actually, it makes sense." So, shout out, mum. I'm pretty sure you're listening right now. So, shout out, mum.
It's got that energy to it.
Yeah. It just does feel kind of like we're rushing the whole time.
Yeah.
But the song itself is kind of about, I guess, two people kind of coming to terms with the fact that, like, a relationship's over.
Yeah.
And, like, as hard as it can be, it's kind of beautiful to see it like that instead of it turning like sour.
Wow, sweet. And that's out next week. Wow. And so you were saying before that you guys have an album on the horizon out sort of March, but this is sort of separate from that type thing, and you guys working on the album right now?
Do you want to take this one, Ben?
Yeah, well, Rush, we were touring heaps this time last year.
Mm.
We did a South Island tour with some bands down there, Dunedin and Christchurch bands, Pool House and Hot Sauce Club, and we were down there touring at heaps, along with a few other songs, and this is one that's just sort of stuck with us as a favourite on tour, so
yeah.
We just wanted to get it out there as a sort of standalone single before...
Yeah,
for the
sure.
album.
Yeah,
but it's also the album where we're trying to, you know, make as much of an evolution as possible. And really hone in our sound. So lots of the songs on the album are completely new, fresh off tour.
Yeah.
This year that we've been putting heaps of time into.
Yeah.
The last few months cooking it up. So
is this the first debut album?
This will be
this is our debut album.
Yeah.
Oh, exciting. Yeah.
It's a biggie.
A lot of songs.
Yeah, really
so. Yeah. Oh my god. And you guys sort of have, you know, you're gonna put it on vinyl and
I think do a merch run. We definitely have plans to get it on record and get it shift around the world and whatnot. But we got I think maybe two or three more sessions next week, and then
finish it off.
It's just mixing and mastering, and it's done.
Hell yeah!
So it should. We aim to start kind of dropping it, at least drop the first single in March, and then from then on, it's
roll it out
to the wall. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, we've got two more songs that you've chosen as inspirations.
Yeah.
Wonder Horse and Basement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two biggies.
Oh, it is. It's hard to decide.
Yeah. I reckon maybe let's go with Disconnect by Basement for now. Yeah.
And you like, and where's Basement from?
Basement is from the UK.
Okay, cool.
And they, Zara and Cody put me onto them. I'm just Max speaking right now. I'm unsure about Ben, but...
This is all music they've put me on.
We've watched videos of them going on tour around America when they were like, you know, just kind of starting out and DIYing.
2012, 2013.
Yeah, DIYing. Yeah. So we find a lot of inspiration from their work ethic and the music, because it's unique
It hits pretty hard.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it does.
Hell yeah! All right, Disconnect by Basement.
Stop there.
That was Disconnect by UK band Basement. If you are just tuning in, we have Frank on tap with Ben and Max in the studio with us, discussing all things music and what they're up to and all those great sort of things. Okay, well, we've talked a bit about the single and what you guys have been up to, but what do you guys like about playing new music when you're on the stage? Like, what do you enjoy about, you know, obviously it's quite an expensive thing to record, so you know, what makes you invest?
Well, for me personally, I don't really know what happens when we get on stage. It kind of all, like, I don't know, it sounds cliche, but it does kind of all just go into a blur and you kind of blink and then you're walking off stage. But I don't know, I guess the whole lead up to it as well just also impacts the show. Like, we try to practice as much as possible, especially when we have a gig like on the horizon. And we kind of we all have full-time jobs, so we all do treat it like another job. So I think the fact that we really do put all of our spare time into it, that when we get on there we can, you know, find comfort in the fact that we know we're ready to get on there. I don't know, some kind of like pulse comes over and we just kind of lock in with each other. And like, I don't know, as soon as the show starts, it feels like we just kind of,
it's a big lead up, you know.
Just kind of get stationed in. It's good because it's like, I don't know, I just look around when I'm playing, where I got Ben to the left of me and Zara to the right of me and Cody behind me, and it's like, wow, this is awesome. I don't know, it's just something about it, and looking out and seeing people enjoy what basically your soul that you're putting out to them is it's pretty crazy.
It's pretty
feeling.
Pure, yeah.
Yeah.
I've also serving the song, I think, we all love the songs that we write, and be able to do them justice on stage in front of a crowd is awesome, you know?
Oh my God, yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so you guys just, as mentioned before, you played the Coro Classic. Is there any sort of other festivals out there that you'd be like real keen to play, that you're real keen for? Maybe an overseas tour festival?
So it's funny you say that. Like, all the New Zealand festivals would be awesome to play. And they're all, it's cool because they're all kind of grouped, and like one group will run like five of them, and then this is what it seems like to me anyway, and then a kind of group of people will run like another five, and then so once you kind of start meeting people, you can kind of start getting those opportunities, which is cool. But I think at the end of this year, Frank on Tap is planning to do a month in the UK. And we've been connecting with some other bands that are over there that are kind of similar to our size. And we're just gonna play as many shows as possible. And just DIY the hell out of it. And we all got some kind of family over there. Ben and Zara especially. So, you know, kind of lounge around, couch surf, and
aim for Reading and Leeds, baby.
Glastonbury. See you later.
That's pretty rock and roll.
Just gonna try.
No, as many as big stages as possible.
Try get our name overseas, you know, this time next year, and we kind of have to do that ourselves. We're gonna do it.
Oh my God, well, all the best for that that kind of stuff.
Thank you.
A big trip. It's like the other side of the planet.
A 1 month lock and grind, and you know, see what we can
get
do.
The music out there.
Fantastic. Okay, well, we've got one more song that you guys have selected, Purple by A Wonder Horse.
Max, do you want to say something about this one?
This song, I love the song. We all love the song. Wonder Horse especially, it's a big influence to us and myself. It's probably the most my most favorite band ever, I'd say. Once I heard them, it was like, wow, this is what I've been waiting for. These guys are awesome. We're gonna go, they are coming here with Fontaines DC. I see the poster up there.
Go watch that show.
And then we're gonna fly down to Wellington the next morning because Wonder Horse have a headline show there.
Insane.
It's gonna be a big grind, but can't wait.
You gotta like tag them on Instagram or something, be like, oh, can we open
them? We've been doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Spamming them.
Okay, well, this is Purple.
Green eyes.
By Wonder Horse. We are approaching the end of our interview with Frank on Tap. And before we go, we just want to quickly talk about your guys' show happening next week on the 24th of January.
Friday night at
Whammy Bar. And where can people grab tickets to that?
So people can grab tickets on Under the Radar. If you want, you can go to our Instagram, that link in bio. We'll have the tickets up there.
Sweet.
Yeah, we got Where's Dry supporting, and they're awesome. So
really excited.
Yeah, it'll be really cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, now we've reached the time where we get to give your new track a spin. And as this is its unreleased.
First listen.
In fact, we were talking just before the interview, we were saying that this song will play on the radio, then it gets automatically deleted from the system. That's how unreleased it is.
That's crazy. As long as it gets added back to the system when it's out. Then.
Yeah, but I think it gets added back. Yeah. Great. Rush. Frank on Tap. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in and doing the interview. And yes, grab your tickets to their show next Friday on the 24th of January. Under the Radar is where you can grab it. And yeah, all the best, guys.
Thank you for having us on. Appreciate it.
No worries. Here we go. Rush.
Look me sound of my gun, yeah. I can make you happy with the sound of my gun. Your bullets ricochet from under the sun. Your bullets ricochet from under the sun. Well, I can make you happy with the sound of my gun, yeah. I can make you happy with the sound of my gun. Your bullets ricochet from under the sun. Your bullets ricochet.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?